8 plus 5 will never equal 12. I'm going to say this as gently as I can with respects of knowing that people have a right to choose. Again, there's a very thin line between hate and acknowledging right from wrong. Who do you serve? Don't get your gods confused. Beware of false prophets. Again, who do you serve? Don't ever get your gods confused. We're all sinners. None of us are perfect, and it's been said to hate the sin and not the sinner. However, none of this should be used as a license nor as a gateway to be too passive nor to take the Lord and His wills for granted. The Lord is to never be used to fit our own personal needs, wants, desires, and agendas. No, we are not to judge, harm, nor to crucify. However, the Lord has already spoken and given us His answer to you about it. I'm going to give an example. If you already know that 8 plus 5 equals 13, why would you allow others to try and convince you that 8 plus 5 equals 12, or that it's all right to believe that 8 plus 5 equals 12, or any other answer other than the correct answer of 13? Again, the Lord has already spoken, so no matter what crutch or excuses are made, man can still choose between right and wrong, as well as between good and evil. Others who want you to believe and to accept that 8 plus 5 equals 12, or any other answer other than 13, what positions are they willing and able to take in speaking up to God on your behalf and defending you in front of God? Are you forgetting that God destroyed the whole earth with a flood? So what could one person or even 100 million plus people do against God? Read between the lines and use common sense. One must also ask themselves, are they willing to accept any and all near and distant future repercussions that may come from them choosing the wrong path or paths? Another example, if you allow someone to talk you into committing a serious crime that you know full well is wrong, but you're enticed into committing that serious crime by ego, defiance, money, sex, good looks, promises, or by what have you, and then you get caught, now what? You are responsible for your own actions, and ignorance of the law is no excuse. So there would be no need of, at this point, of pointing fingers at others, crying, or making excuses when you possibly lose everything, go to court, and then the judge gives you a sentence right along with the actual perpetrator or perpetrators of that crime. Does the story of Adam and Eve in the garden sound familiar? Yes, people have a right to choose. Many will say, quote, it's their business. However, many of the same people that say, quote, it's their business will abruptly change their views when the mistakes are made and no one is perfect. But also remember that fools condemn themselves. Simple math. 8 plus 5 will never equal 12. It will always be the wrong answer.